It doesn't happen very often with federal websites. It happens extremely often with a lot of other websites. So it's one of the areas the feds can be pretty proud. But it did happen to DHS a little over a year ago. One of their divisions was shunting people off to a site that was trying to infect it. So it does happen on federal sites.
And do we have, I mean, is this that complex to do?
It's a very easy attack. It happens one of two ways. The majority of them are just programming errors that people make in their own websites. They hire somebody to write a website for them, develop a website for them, and the people leave a SQL injection error or some other simple programming error in it. And scanning programs search the whole internet looking for these sites, and when they find a site that has an error, they put a little extra dimension, a tiny little dimension on their website that forces every visitor to go to a site that tries in the background, so the visitor doesn't know he's going, but they go to another site that infects their computer. So that's happening to hundreds of thousands of visitors at lots of websites, including websites that you would expect it not to happen on, United Nations, those kinds of people. Huh. But in this one, the other way it happens, and this actually happened to Sands years ago, is when you share a computer center with a lot of other people, and somebody takes over the big guys, the administrator's password, and he can get into every other user's
systems or whatever,
and then change them all. Huh. And it's likely this was one of those, rather than three sites that each had the same error on it, but it's not clear which method was used.
So the discussion that I've seen going on in a lot of places is that these sites were housed in the cloud, and in cloud security we can't have a cloud discussion without talking about security at some point. Does that change? Does that make it different, really?
So it's a shared computer with a common administrator is the definition that they're using right now for this environment. Mm-hmm. That's one way to use a cloud. There's another way to do the cloud, which is that you're your own administrator, and all the cloud is providing is computing power. So the central guy doesn't have control over your machines. So, and most agencies are using it the second way. So if somebody's trying to claim this is proof that the cloud is dangerous, they're just wrong.
So this people who are trying to link this with cloud, not necessarily so.
Right. It's one way to use a cloud. But remember I said it happened to us? It happened to us in the 90s.
Yeah, right.
Calling that cloud, it's when multiple users share the same site. The characteristic that makes this one special is that although people don't share computers in the government for a lot of their big applications, they do tend to put their websites on shared machines. Hmm. So this will happen more often on websites than it will on the other applications.
And it also seems, I mean, one of the issues out there is cloud. Yeah, this may or may not have been a cloud, but we've seen other incidents like this that weren't in the cloud. So the cloud thing doesn't really make a difference here.
Well, at least 95% of, maybe 99% of all the web hacking happens because of a programming error.
Yeah.
So that's unrelated to whether it's on your site or on a shared site.
So are there things we can learn? If folks have been through this, and everyone's watching Treasury and going, oh, my God, what do I go and check to make sure I don't end up in that place?
So the web applications need to be tested, and they need to be regularly tested because they change, meaning people update them. And when they update them, they sometimes put new errors in them. So they need to be regularly tested. And it turns out that the testers are of two kinds, and a lot of agencies use the wrong kind. So there's what we call the normal penetration testers, who can test for network vulnerabilities and system vulnerabilities. They are not any good at testing for web vulnerabilities. And there's a whole separate class, and a separate class of tools that are web vulnerability testers. And a lot of agencies do that because they're afraid that their websites will be infected. But a lot of other agencies just, pray.
This story, this hacking was broken by Roger Thompson, who's the chief of research officer at AVG Technologies.
And a wonderful security researcher.
And we're going to talk to him tomorrow, actually, about this. But how easily are these to find, to know that your site's been hacked?
You have to basically go there and be hacked. So Microsoft does some of that, where they run around to websites to see if the website is being malicious. Many people do that. Roger does it better than most.
Hmm. And so, folks, the lessons that folks should take from this is go and check regularly to see whether your sites are being hacked, or how do you deal with this?
No, the users have no way to control this. And the most important thing a user can do is make sure that all of their PC software is up to date. And here's the key. When you see Microsoft updating your operating system, it is not updating Adobe or Flash or any of the non-Microsoft products. And if you don't have a system at your place that's verifying that those other tools are being updated, then this will happen to you. It's very hard to stay safe because there's so many sites that are trusted that are actually trying to infect you. So if you don't have every little program on your PC updated, then you're vulnerable to this kind of attack.
Alan Paller, he is Director of Research at the SANS Institute. We have links to the SANS Institute and the blog post by Roger Thompson, who we will talk to tomorrow. We have all of that on our website, federalnewsradio.com/dailydebrief. Thank you very much for doing this.
Oh, you're welcome, Chris.
Appreciate it.